Blackstone Audio presents Surrender New York, a novel by Caleb Carr. This book is read by Tom Taylorson. For Jim Monahan and Dennis Whitney, and everyone at Thorpe's in Hoosick Falls, they have fought to preserve a way of life and business that has kept many people going, most of all this author, and for Arnie Keller, whether he likes it or not. Part 1. The Curse of Knowledge. Once we know something, we find it hard to imagine what it was like not to know it. Our knowledge has cursed us. Reversing the process is as difficult as unringing a bell. You can't unlearn what you already know. There are, in fact, only two ways to beat the curse of knowledge reliably. The first is not to learn anything. The second is to take your ideas and transform them. Chip Heath and Dan Heath. Made to stick. For in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increaseth knowledge increaseth sorrow. Ecclesiastes 1:18. Chapter 1. You cannot escape it in this country. 1. The case did not so much burst upon as creep over Burgoyne County, New York, just as the sickness that underlay it only took root in the region slowly, insidiously, and long before the first body was found. My own initial indication that at least one crime of an unusual and quite probably violent nature had been committed came in the form of a visit from Deputy Sheriff Pete Steinbrecher in early July of that summer. I was then living, as I had been for about 5 years, at Shiloh, a dairy farm belonging to my spinster great-aunt, Miss Clarissa Jones. Shiloh is centered.